So hello and welcome back. I hope that was a wee bit of a quieter hello for when you listen to this back, Vinny.
It's better.
Seems like
it's better.
Welcome back to episode 4 of the Would You Rather podcast with me, Johnny. Christy's here. Christy, hello.
Hello.
And Vinny's here.
Hello.
And neither of you think you would make a wee bit, jazz that up a wee bit.
I know, fucking hell. It's like, yeah. What that do you was
mean,
shite
fucking,
for you.
I think mine's was fine.
Vinny said the exact same thing
hello.
You said.
What?
You just said hello as well.
I was a bit cheerier.
Yeah.
Hello. And he's like, hello.
If you're listening to Vinny, just that very quick hello there, you'll notice that he sounds a wee bit more nasally than normal.
He's given himself such complex for no apparent reason.
His first words when he walked in were,
fuck.
Bad news. And when he said bad news, what did you think? Did you think it was going to be something serious? I thought it was going to be something pretty serious, and it turned out to be...
I actually don't know what I thought you were going
I
to say.
I thought it was serious. I was going to walk back halfway through the park and just go home and get it.
The reason why you're so gutty, though, is you can't walk home at one and get all that fresh air in your lungs.
I know. I love it. It's great. The smells when you've got a nasal strip in.
Oh,
it's brilliant.
Oh, my God.
So instead, he was going to use a makeshift nasal strip. Christy's mum has just bought her new cake days a week.
Don't drag. You never say your mum had spent money in this.
And Christy's mum had went out of her way to make or to order some cake days a week, like specific
like branded
designed
paper.
Branded paper. And Christy, had you even used straight out of the packet? Into
brand spanking
straight
new.
Out of the packet. And Vinny's, he decided to take a bit of that paper.
See, well, I asked for a sheet of paper, and that's what you gave us.
And I've got a picture. So we were speaking.
But it's not what.
Speaking
it's
before the podcast started. I will, so you hear it. He is still sounding pretty nice.
I kind of wish you'd like tried it, and we could. Why didn't you put them in?
Well, it's in my pocket now, but I would need to make a.
And why are we only putting it on one nostril? Do you need them for both nostrils?
No, but if it's only one nostril, it's a problem. See, I could tell her that.
So you've got a dodgy nostril?
Aye, pretty much. Deviated septum.
What do you mean? We spoke about this.
We spoke about it,
no.
He's had
the nasal strip on the last two
shows. I just had the nasal strip that opened both nostrils, like both holes.
It does open both nostrils, but one's a troublesome one. That one there. See, when I see it in photos, I see if I've got a bigger nostril. And then I went to doctors and she went, oh, you've got a deviated septum. I can see it. And I was like, why is nobody
mentioned
this?
So how have you broken it?
I've never broke it. It's just...
Just something you bought your born with?
It must be.
Genuinely? I honestly thought it would have been... Like, there would have been
like
a reason.
No, I've never broke my nose.
Liar, you've shoved something up your nose and it's got stuck and it's just like left there
forever.
There we
forever.
Go. He's into
here
some
we...
sort of sick
nose game,
isn't he?
I'll shove this up. I think I can get that cucumber in there. Maybe not a cucumber.
It's so offensive.
Yeah, it's
basically trying to say your nose is big.
Oh my God, actually no, was not. Fair, I've just realised I wasn't reading that. I wasn't.
Move on.
I just really like to put things in holes.
Right, that's what
so that explains Vinny's nasal strip issues.
And confidence issues.
If you are listening to it and Vinny does sound like he needs a nasal strip, then feel free to get in touch and I'm pretty sure he'll remember it for next week.
No, forget it.
But we've not.
Can I just ask my question to you? And if I need to speak
aye.
To Christy, you
can speak
just
to me
go
and
through
I'll,
you.
Aye, that's fine. That's good.
Oh,
cheers, Christy,
that.
For spoiling the podcast.
Sorry.
See when you're not on it next week.
I know, but it sounds like I'm getting axed.
You know exactly why.
I wasn't meaning that in any other... I was not
No, we know. Everybody listening knows as well.
Oh, fine.
Thing is, Christy will actually, like, for the rest of the night, you'll leave, and I'll be, like, lying in bed watching the telly or something like that, and I'll just hear her go... Jake Vinny's annoyed at me. Jake should text him.
I do this all the time.
Jake should text him.
You think
too
much?
I didn't mean that.
Yeah, I'm a bit of an overthinker. Yeah. I don't like people being upset.
Well, too late.
Exactly. Exactly.
I genuinely wasn't meaning that. I don't know why a cucumber came out of my head. It's just because you'll know a wee bit actually.
Well, we know why a cucumber came out
no,
of your head.
I was going to say my would you rather question. That's kind of how it's came up.
So it's episode 4 of the Would You Rathers. We weren't here last week because the four of us...
All right, mate, how you doing? This is John in the corner, everybody.
Johnny, Christy, Vinny,
yeah.
Vinny's nose.
Episode, I don't know why I thought that. Episode 4, sorry. The three of us were busy last week.
I know, it's bad. Not an excuse. Yep. We need to get better at that.
Vinny was in Milan, actually.
I was.
Vinny was in Milan. And I think you just arrived back kind of late Monday, and that was obviously why we weren't able to get together on the Monday. And
is Milan in Spain?
No, something.
Where is Milan?
Have another guess.
Milan? Is Milan a country?
No.
Seriously?
This is genuine. This is genuine. Every bit of this is genuine.
So the other night watching I'm a Celeb, did not know Argentina was in South America. Thought it was like in Europe.
Have you been watching any I'm a Celebrity?
I've watched a wee bit of it. It's been on in the background.
Well, they did a little dingo dollar challenge the other night, which was to put basically a big
world, like where the world map,
big world map. And they had to put up, I know Christy, we obviously know Christy struggles with the flat world maps because she's just so used to seeing the world as a globe. But it was basically the job of Jacqueline Josser and Nadine Coyle to put, to be told a country and then to put like this
weather marker
on where they thought the country was. Obviously the countries weren't marked, they were just all separated by colours. And they were absolutely brutal. It was, so was Christy. Some of the suggestions, like... I think it was Argentina. You thought Argentina was part of Spain.
Yeah, I didn't think it was in South America.
When they put the little rain marker down in Argentina, Chris is like, Argentina's no down there. Argentina's in Spain. I was like,
there's a bunch of those ones.
Nah.
Only until like last year, I thought Benidorm was a country.
I mean,
it should be a country.
It should be.
Do we just know more because we follow football?
I know, it's a good point, but then...
I don't know how. I know weird facts though. A couple of weeks ago, I was sitting with Nicky and he started quizzing me on things, and I was like rhyming off all the capitals like bish bash bosh.
So Nicky's my brother.
Yeah, sorry.
Saying this as if
everybody knows Nicky Boyle. And I was so good. Like, do you know the reason why I remember Canberra, whatever that in Australia is capital, because what we did at the football night, and for some reason, like when things like that happen, I remember them like for life.
For life.
What's the capital of Italy?
You should know this. 100%. You should know this.
The boot bit.
Italy's a boot.
Italy's shaped like a boot, but it doesn't.
Rome.
Well done. Surprised that you took that long to get that there. I think just when I was younger, I was in school anyway. When we used to do quizzes, a lot of them used to be capital cities. And I used to always love it.
Push it. Loved it.
Anyway, so it's episode 4.
Why in Milan? Where is Milan?
Italy.
Oh.
Yeah, so Italy.
Right at the very top of the boot. It's not even in the boot, though.
I think it's
Christy. I didn't know it was not in the boot.
We're all big Gamora fans, and you should know your Italian knowledge. Your Italian knowledge should be decent, considering. Because they're in Rome for part of
it. Ah, they're in Rome, isn't it? And I think
they're not in Napoli.
Well, they're in Naples for...
It's Napoli-Naples.
But Napoli's the team, I think. That's why you... But I don't know, does it get called Napoli by Italian people?
Come on, Vinny.
Potentially, by the way. I know, because like...
Let's just say aye. Say it confidently. Aye, it does. Of course it does.
It might just be the football team, but it also might just be that Italian people call it Napoli. We call it Naples the same way that Spanish people call it Espanol. You know what I mean?
I call it that.
What? Oh, no, they don't call it Espanol, they call it España, sorry.
Oh.
I should know that. Anyway, so episode 4. Vinny, I am feeling pretty confident about my would you rathers. Do you feel like after having a week off that you are
I think mine's are pretty
refreshed?
Good.
Are they Milan based?
No.
Oh, bullshit.
Well, after the first three, I think I started the first one. Christy started the second one. You started the third one.
Yep.
So we'll bring it back to meet your openers up, right? I'm going to go for something that's a little bit deeper. Well, I think it's going to be a wee bit deeper. Topical as well.
I've got a wee deep dive?
It's not deep, but I've got a couple of topical ones as well. But my first topical one is, right, would you rather work for BBC's political team or the Tories' Twitter team?
So this is really bad, right? Because I know politics, like I do understand like what's happening in the world, but I don't at the same time.
Right. Obviously anybody who's funny would go, are they not the same thing?
See, this very much is. Before we started, this was the question that I wasn't sure.
So see that video.
The BBC political
me?
Team was the first one I wanted to mention.
Is that video you showed me, is that guy that takes the phone, is he a BBC political team?
No.
Who's he?
I've no idea. It was the video that you had shared, Vinny, that I retweeted earlier on, which
Boris
was
Boris stealing the phone.
That was actually quite good journalism, I thought.
The guy that's questioning, where's he from?
Yeah.
Is he BBC or is he...
I don't think he's BBC, no. But I'll check. We'll find out.
I don't think he is.
You normally know the BBC people.
Any big guys in BBC politics I would know? That would be part of
that? ITV, sorry. He was ITV.
Right.
The biggest one for me, the reason why I bring it up is Laura Koonsberg.
Ah, she gets powers.
Is she the blonde lady that did Question Time?
No, she doesn't. She's an actual reporter. She's not a like those are presenters normally that do the, like Fiona Bruce does the question time. It's normally presenters.
Only found
out
the other night, right? Last week, Johnny on, it must be like a Friday night, was like, I'm gonna sit and watch Question Time. I was like, oh, I don't want to watch Question Time. So I'm just gonna go to bed and watch something. Reason why I didn't want to watch Question Time, because I thought it was Question of Sport. He told me the next day that he sat up and watched and started talking about this stuff. I was like, I was watching that. Why did you not watch movies? I fucking told you I was watching Question Time. I was like, that's sport. And he's like, are you kidding on?
That'd be brilliant to guess who, but they all stood up.
Phil Tufnell. Answering the questions on the policies. The reason I bring up the question, right, is because Laura Koonsberg, and we're in election week, right, so that's why I thought we can't ignore the election, considering how big it is, and that's all Andy's talking about. But Laura Koonsberg, can I don't think she actually reported it, right? I think she retweeted...
this is so topical.
I'm sure she retweeted...
I know, it's quite heavy going. I don't know if I'm ready for this heavy question.
No, it's not heavy. It's like, this is just very quickly. I think she had basically just either retweeted or tweeted about, apparently, there being a punch.
I've seen that.
Like a... Apparently, there was... Outside Leeds General today, they were saying there was people protesting. And there were reports that they'd been sent there by Labour. And... So there's a video that Laura Koonsberg tweeted. She says, I have video from Hancock leaving Leeds General just come through. That's so you can see for yourself. Doesn't look like there's a punch thrown. Rather, one of the Tory team walks into a protester's arm. A pretty grim encounter. So this has been retweeted nearly 2,000 times, liked 3,000 odd times.
But earlier she did say he'd been punched.
Well, so she must have deleted that. I've not
and
seen
that. And that Robert Peston said he'd heard somebody was punched as well. So, and he works for the BBC.
Only an hour ago, Laura Koonsberg, he's ITV, isn't it? Peston.
Is he?
I'm sure he is. I'm sure he's a political editor for ITV. She is... I don't even actually know what Laura Koonsberg's actual title is. I think she's just chief political... I know she's not Nick Robinson, isn't she?
She's on a Brexit podcast or something, aye, is she?
But she tweeted, happy to apologise for earlier confusion about the punch that wasn't a punch outside Leeds General. Two sources suggested it had happened, but clear from the video it was wrong. And it's just... It seems like the whole election, there's just been loads of accusations about the BBC
not being biased.
Look, I don't think the whole BBC is, but I think the people...
It's that, a bit dodgy, isn't it?
I think the people that work in those jobs, the political people, they don't seem to be able to cover it. Like, they don't seem to be able to cover it with consistency. And then the fact that Boris Johnson's not done an interview with Andrew Neil yet, despite the fact
don't get me started.
Everyone else has.
Don't get me started. I'm turned into a political nut.
Well...
It's just all a conspiracy theory with the Illuminati and the lizards.
And the lizards.
Right.
I'm on the lizard train.
So do you know Andrew Neil? He's... Now, do you know who the Bartley brothers are?
No.
Like billionaire media moguls who own the... Is it the Daily Telegraph? Right. Yeah. I looked into this the other night.
Your face is glowing now. I know. It was like
so he owns the Daily Telegraph and the Spectator and a few other right-wing sort of...
Because Andrew Neil's the editor of the Spectator?
They own some media group anyway who own the Spectator and the Telegraph. Andrew Neil's the chairman of the papers. Boris Johnson used to be editor of the Spectator and currently, well, he's on a gap now because he's Prime Minister, but he gets a £250,000 a year from the Daily Telegraph for a column.
Wow.
Crazy.
And it's just like all these tie-ins, you go, oh, no, this is pure dodgy. This is so dodgy. But I'll just end up getting angry and...
I'm kind of conscious, like, we're not a politics podcast, so I don't really
know. No, we're not, but you need
clearly, because we don't know what we're talking about.
I know fucking all.
Those are my two examples. I mean, in that, so the reason is whether you agree with it or not, Laura Koonsberg gets an absolute power.
I'd probably rather be in the Tory one. So at least the Tory one, you know, you're going to get stick. And
this is the best way to compare it for you, right? Laura Koonsberg tweeted that earlier on, right? And one of the top responses I'm seeing, right, is, let me guess, your sources were Tory staffers, right? And then the next one is Laura Koonsberg's face photoshopped onto the top of a Scooby-Doo character.
And
up the top, right, I'm not sure whether it's Daphne or
whoever it is. It's important to me.
I'm not sure which one it is, but it says literally anything to distract from Boris Johnson stealing that journalist's phone. And then just constantly after that is just more and more people saying...
It's a cover-up?
Like, you're a scumbag. No, just giving her loads of sticks and she isn't doing her job properly. It's biased. It's
I do feel sorry
fake
a bit
news
for
and all of that.
Nah, fuck her. She's
so then the alternative, right?
No, but it's when they came out with that document, the NHS tie-ins with the Tories and how they're planning and selling parts of it off, And she just came out and went, oh, this isn't this is nothing new. This has been on Reddit or whatever before. And it's just, and then she moved on to the next thing of slagging Corbyn. Anyway,
I did read something earlier on about these students that went out wearing nurses' outfits. They said, fuck the NHS on. They were all Tory students. And they had like,
Hitler tashes?
Yeah, Hitler tashes and all over their scrubs. Nonsense, man. Was, yeah, fuck the NHS. We hate nurses, all this shit.
Who done this?
These students. And they were obviously... I really don't know what I'm talking about. I'm really conscious here.
I'm going to say a Hindu.
No, I swear to God, because it came up and everyone was like, this is... Yeah, so they support... who is it wants to get rid of all
Surely
that?
Surely even if you wanted to support the Tories, that's a bit extreme, isn't it?
I swear to God,
let
me see if I can find it.
I'll try and find it, Chris.
Hitler nurses. The attack of the Hitler nurses.
I just don't know that much about... Oh, I do. I find it just really hard. Like,
I'm not finding anything, but let's go. Let's ignore that just now. My point is... If you then compare it to the Conservatives, right? So, bear in mind that we all, each of us have social media. It's the Tories, so like Boris Johnson's party. Okay. Each of us has like a Twitter account or a Facebook account.
Did you whisper it in the mic?
Yes, sorry.
Or an Instagram account.
Hello.
So I know that when we on Top and Buzz will put out something that might get a wee bit of a strong response, you kind of get away from it.
You get it all the time. Celtic fan page, Rangers fan page.
No, but actually, in comparison to what the Tories obviously have to deal with, when we do something, it needs to be something really big, and very rarely have I ever done this, where people just like inundate you with messages, like giving you stick, and you just kind of get away from it. Whereas if you work for the Tories, I reckon you could have a guy that works for the Tories social team that could honestly produce, like, he could spend days and days and days producing this brilliant video, which artistically is probably really good. The content of it might be really good. I doubt it, but the content of it might be really good and all of that. They'll post it, and then they'll just get absolute like dog's abuse. Can I get away with it?
If you're in the Tory media team, you're faceless, though, aren't you?
You are, but like that exists.
I know, but I mean, we're saying at the end of the day, I mean, you could be a BBC journalist and not be biased. So then if you were that, then you'd be fine. We get lots of praise. But if you were a bite...
All tarred in the same brush, though, that's what I mean. So you could be in the Conservative social media team and be a nice guy, but you still get tarred with the same brush.
I think if I had to write shit and write nonsense on Twitter, then at least the Tories one, you're not getting...
No one.
It's not really personal abuse, is it?
No one will notice you.
Whereas she's meant to be a respected journalist.
Mm-hmm. And Laura Kinsberg is the example I used. But
she's losing a lot of respect. So,
look, we've started heavy with this, and heavy. I realise Christy's not.
Next question
needs
to be.
Like, I'll go next. Right, so in my head is like, have you ever seen The Simpsons where Homer's at a lecture and in his head is playing like Mickey Mouse on the steam train? Like,
is it not? I'm just sitting looking. Is where it's like the monkey with the tamp. Yeah, the
I'm just sitting Oh, fuck knows.
Right, so we'll let you abstain from an answer, Christy. Right?
No, I would. Yeah, I'll just be.
You
a
can
sheep.
Abstain. Vinny, what was your alley?
I'll go for the Tory one.
I'm smart, by the way. It's not that I don't. I just find
it. At least the Tory one.
It's heavy. I'm talking about it. I didn't want us to get too heavy.
My one, man. It's shite.
If you're like the Tory one, you're going to get pelters, but you just know it before you post it. Whereas she's meant to be a journalist, it's not meant to be biased, and she's just going to get dog's abuse.
Right, okay, I agree.
And anything she says in the future, she'll just get pelters as well. Even if it's not related to that, she'll get pelters.
She could go and work for McMillan Cancer Charity and still get stuck.
You could go and you could be part of the Tory media team, and then you could just go to the pub on Friday and nobody would even know.
Exactly. You just slate them, wouldn't you?
Aye.
You've seen this
slag them in the pub. Seen these tweets?
Right, Christy. That's question one down. Now, take us in a totally different direction.
Take us down away, Christy. Take us down.
Okay, you ready? Would you rather have one eyebrow or no eyebrows?
That is a big change. So repeat that again.
Because in my head, I really want to do a Christmas theme. I was deciding that I'm going to theme my Would You Rathers this week. And seeing as Christmas is soon, I decided to have a wee research of some Christmas themes, would you rather?
Right.
And my first one I'm going to go for, would you rather shag Santa or would you rather suck off an elf?
Suck off an elf. So are you getting pumped by Santa?
What? I have to answer.
You're in this as well. You can't just throw us. You're in this.
What's your question?
What's your question? It's yours.
What's he doing to you?
I don't know,
shagging Santa.
Santa's shagging you, I'm shagging Santa.
I mean, because always
people are going to listen to this podcast, and every time you speak, they'll be like, fucking hell.
Because the greatest bit of wisdom...
Oh, sorry, I don't mean to be shouting.
Just so loud when you do that.
The greatest bit of wisdom I've ever took for this podcast is Johnny saying, pumped over, be pumped at all times.
You'd rather pump than be pumped.
Aye.
100%. That's a motto we live by. So you would be pumped, we would pump.
Right. We have pumped.
But we can all obviously suck off the elf.
Are you going the full way? Like, is there an ending to the elf?
Of course.
What are you thinking? You suck him off for a minute, nothing happens at the end of it. It's just like, it's an elf. Gobble with no finish.
Think of a wee cheery elf, he'll be loving life.
He would be loving life. I'd need to get more intricate with I'd need to do a wee bit more research into it before I answer my question. So, big things I would want to consider are, has the elf got a chopper?
Well, of course, if you're sucking him off.
Look at people like Dappy.
What do you mean, of course?
He's got an absolute...
No, a chopper. So this is where we are showing the difference.
Is that streetwise?
In my time, we used to call him...
In my day, a chopper was just a penis. I'm guessing in your day, it means something very, very big.
For me, chopper would be not just a knob, but a massive knob. A chopper.
Oh, you're talking about a helter-skelter.
a proper chopper.
A proper chopper. All
right. Proper fucking chopper.
Right.
Yep.
Well, the elf's just, it's going to, he's not got a massive knob.
He can't, because they're tiny.
I know, they are small, they're wee.
It's like Oompa Loompas.
Google the height of an elf.
Christy, come on here. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about like...
So Google the height of the wee guy that works doing dobies.
I was actually thinking about the elves that are an elf.
Thinking of Santa's sweaty, heavy body.
Right, so then that's the next thing. Christy, they're not real. There's no facts out there about how big elves are.
Liar.
Everybody knows that they're small.
How tall is an average elf?
Are you fucking kidding me here?
An average elf as well.
Hey, what are you getting?
How tall is your
average?
Surely the first response will be, they're not real.
So you're not far off by saying that the average height of an elf is...
Never.
What does that mean? 6 inches?
Wee bit of silence here is Vinny looking at Christy's
6'6".
Google. Never. Elves aren't 6'6". What size is
six
Santa?
6'6" is your height.
Is there not elves in Lord of the Rings?
There's no 6'6".
Is there not?
You're pretty tall though.
6'6". 6'4". Peter Crouch.
6'4".
6'3".
6'3.5". 6'2". Is there not elves in Lord of the Rings?
There is elves in Lord of the Rings, but they're small too.
No, but they're not too small.
But in the context of Christmas, which Christy's asking the question.
A Christmas elf.
Yes. Green hat, green and red costume.
5 feet.
Curly toes.
Let's go 5 feet. That's the most common answer I'm finding.
Right, I mean, it's...
No, you would say they're mythical characters, aren't they?
But so the elf, I mean, what are elves? What age are elves?
Exactly.
What do you mean?
Over 18 or 16 or whatever.
Oh, alright. Of course, you're over the legal age.
It's got to be elf.
It's one thing it doesn't really
grow. Elves aren't children.
It's one thing it doesn't really grow, though, isn't it?
Elves are adults.
Your knob's about the same size when you're 12 as it is when you're...
No, I'm just talking about the legal implications. 52. Talking about the legal implications, not the size of them.
Elves aren't kids.
This is what I brought the question back to.
Elves are adults.
These are the big questions for me is the elf got a chopper? Because if the elf's got a chopper, it would make me think twice about
why
sucking it.
A bit easier.
And then the other thing would be is, does Santa shave his ass? Because if he shaves his ass, then I think it would maybe be a wee bit more pleasant pumping him.
Are you not getting pumped off? You're getting pumped.
We're getting pumped off Santa. We're not pumped Santa.
No.
So he's pumping both us and you.
It's just one at a time.
It's not.
Sorry.
It's
not
a big Christmas gangbang.
100% suck the elf off then. 100%. Honestly, man, like, I know it's probably the wrong person to talk to, but it's like,
look how serious he's been. His eyes have closed and everything.
He's like really, like, philosophically, like, trying to come out with a really, like...
I honestly don't mean to offend anyone here, because obviously there might be people listening to this that do get pumped.
I'm fine.
I'm assuming I just would not. I just don't see any enjoyment.
But Santa, he'd be singing like Jingle Bells.
Prostate's meant to be a G-spot.
Yeah.
For the man, so there you go.
What do you mean, there
Merry
you
Christmas.
Go? What do you mean, there you go? I no problem, I'm involved.
I mean, where is it elf juice? Let's call it elf juice. Where's that ending up?
Elf juice is glitter.
Right down your gullet.
Oh, fuck that all over my face then.
Just glitter.
Well, that's fine.
Nah, right down your gullet. That's where it's going. That's where it's going. That makes it worse. Over your face, wipe it off.
Is it glitter?
Yeah. Yeah, of course, it's an elf.
Well. So you're going with the elf?
Sure, aye, Google easy. It.
What do you mean, Google what? What?
Elf spunk?
Yeah.
Google what?
Elf cum.
I'm actually beginning to think that maybe there should be a ban on Google for this podcast. I know we've used it in the past, but I have a feeling that Google's going to bail you out too often, Christy.
What do you mean, bail me out? Bail me out of what?
Well, you asked how... You wanted to find out how tall elves were 2 minutes ago. And now you want to find out what elves cost called are...
If it's glitter, easily.
Apparently it's eggnog.
Eggnog? I quite like eggnog as well.
Is that even an answer? Mm-hmm. Is that actually an answer?
Yes.
There's so many weirdos out there that's an actual website out there, I bet, that's dedicated towards this.
I reckon there's people that probably fantasize about pumping elves anyway.
Well, we were talking
definitely in a Lord of the Rings type fashion.
Yeah. Did we not talk about this in one of the first podcasts?
The Rick
about
porn.
The Rick and Morty porn and mm-hmm. then the Simpsons porn? Mm-hmm. Anyway, right. What are you mm-hmm. thinking? You asked the question. What are your thoughts on it?
Oh, you didn't go first, I asked.
Well, I'm
you're 100% elf. 100%
goblin elf.
I think I might... Yeah, well, I don't know. Santa... I might go Santa.
You've
just
always
to be
liked Santa.
Kirsty, look, big one. I'm just going to throw it there at you. Big one. Imagine you then have become pregnant with Santa's wing.
That'd be fantastic.
That would be
what
amazing.
What would that be then? Baby,
it'd be like,
Santa?
When Santa dies, your son would be Santa.
Oh my God, all over that shit.
Well,
that would be
not
tremendous.
Necessarily, might not want anything to do with the kid. Because he's essentially cheating on Mrs.
Santa.
Claus.
I'm Mrs. Claus.
Very true, but then it's Santa, he does what he wants.
I thought it's Santa, I thought...
He's pumping everything up and off, Paul.
Climbing down the chimney.
I thought Christmas Day was Santa's birthday.
What's that?
I thought Christmas Day was Santa's birthday, that's what we were celebrating.
Until what point?
Like
2 minutes ago?
Kieran of all people, Johnny's brother, I admitted this to. And he went right through me. This was only like 2 years.
Which Kieran would have loved that.
He went right through you?
No, he did go right through me. He's just like, are you having a fucking laugh? He's like, relax. No.
Okay, so I think we're all, well, two of us are in agreement, Vinny, that we...
going for Santa?
We would suck off the elf. No,
elf.
Oh, you just said two of us in agreement.
Me and Vinny, sorry, in agreement. Now that just goes back to the old...
Suck over, be pumped.
Pump over, be pumped.
Cool.
Motto, which we've got tattoos of now. and you would go for Santa, which I can totally understand, because I think honestly, if you were to tell me, look, Johnny, I cheated on you, and I'd be like, who be? That's what I say. And then you tell me it's Santa, I'd be like, that's alright,
because you'd be thinking of the presents that you're going
to
use.
He'd want to make it up to me.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. If I get any good books, I get some good gifts.
Right, okay, right, let's go for it then. Elf
Santa
for Santa. Right, question 3, that was a good one.
Thanks.
I like that one. A bit more jovial and chilled out than the first one. Apologies.
We've got a big week
for anyone
week.
Listening. If you turned off after my, well, you won't be able to do this. I forget it.
you wouldn't.
Vinny, question 3.
Right, this is a philosophical one. So we always like them. Would you rather eat a piece, obviously a sandwich, if anyone? Because I don't know if they say that in English. I'll say a piece anyway, since we're in Scotland. Would you rather eat a piece in pubes or a piece in fingernails?
A piece in pubes sounds good.
That's a sandwich in pubes or a sandwich in fingernails. From other people, I mean, there's like a factory.
So will it be one person's fingernails or multiple?
It could be multiple.
Yeah, nah, I can't do that shit, I'm sorry. Probably need to be pubes.
Why did you not ask whether it be your own pubes or someone else's pubes?
I feel like pubes would be easier to like deal with in my mouth than a nail.
Yeah, in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Pubes would be easier to deal with.
Yeah, because nails are jagged.
I mean, it can be wee cuttings of nails.
Compare it. You could fry them down into like.
Yeah, but think of like people that. But think of like fungally feet nails.
I mean, what's the worst things you've had in your mouth? And I don't mean Johnny's honking cock. That's a given that it's the worst thing, right? But away from sexual stuff,
Kirsty's mall. Kirsty's mall, listen to this now.
That's a given.
Can't wait to meet Vinny at the wedding.
That's
what's
a given.
So what's the worst thing?
What's the worst thing you've had in your mouth?
Worst thing I've had in my mouth.
I mean, I remember sitting in art class, and it was in, I don't know, third year or fourth year, and this girl beside me. Now, girls always would turn and throw their hair about quite if he took a bobble out, he would always be quite extreme throwing a hair away. And I must have yawned or something. And she threw her hair. It was a ginger wiry hair, and it just went, the full hair went in my mouth. And nobody knew. Nobody knew. Even so, she turned her away the other way, and there was nobody. Even to this day, God. Nobody knew it happened. It was horrific for like.
Did
this
is she
first,
know?
This is your first.
No,
time.
She didn't know either.
You're just, telling us for the first time.
Aye.
The weirdest thing I've had.
It was just one of the things that happened. I was horrified, and everyone else just got on my life.
That does sound
and it's horrible.
Disgusting.
And hair in the mouth is horrible.
Yeah, I don't like hair in my mouth. That's not why I'm choosing pubes. I'm choosing pubes over it. I think nails are a wee bit more like disgusting.
No, you might know what the worst thing I've ever had put in my mouth, and I mean this. People will like talk shit. Coleslaw.
What?
Coleslaw is amazing.
Coleslaw's my favourite.
Obviously, me to tell the you, extra special.
Do you want me to tell you why? Right. So when a place I used to work in, used to go to Greg's. Well. Say that like I don't go to Greg's now, but went for Greg's one afternoon.
Oh, this is so funny.
Right, went for Greg's one afternoon, absolutely starving, and went and got the Greg's, just get my usual, well, at the time, my usual, I've changed it up a wee bit now, but back then it was just, I'd go and get like a ham and cheese baguette, they would heat up, and then basically take it back to the office. So I went and got it, took it back to the office, went to get wired right into it, right, bit in, and you know, it's weird when you think you're eating something, and then it actually tastes like the exact opposite. Like, I was just about to say this to you, or I said it to you before. I had a McDonald's, Christy and I, before this podcast kicked off. Ordered a McChicken sandwich meal. Fanta was my juice. Came all the way back home. Started eating the McChicken sandwich. Wanted to wash it down with a wee bit of Fanta.
It wasn't Fanta.
And no, I don't even know what it was.
No, like, it was genuinely,
like, it didn't even taste like any. It was like they hadn't put the syrup or whatever
out,
it is in.
It's just like sometimes the machine's not
I
being
pulled
filled.
It out and it looked like just water with ice with like the tiniest.
It's probably just
a
soda water. It was like, not mixed it.
Like when people give you a diluting juice that's got absolutely zero.
Try acting like someone's pushing his mouth. God,
I'm trying to compare.
Carbonate his water.
I've had my mouth water and cold.
Water.
Try to compare that feeling of thinking you're going to eat something or drink something
so
and then it's
the
totally different. So, I thought it was a ham and cheese baguette. Turns out it was a coleslaw baguette. And
what?
I took one bite
of it.
Wasn't
just coleslaw. I used to work in Greg's. We never just
never
did
a coleslaw baguette.
So what would that have been?
Ham
and coleslaw. Ham and coleslaw, sorry. So ham and coleslaw.
And
I just,
a good combo.
I just remember eating it and being like,
I love ham and coleslaw. It's my favourite combo.
Genuinely, I was like, and
that
I
is not a bad
tongued it back out
story.
Onto the baguette, and then I just had to put it in the bin, and I was fucking starving.
Scottish
for
it's not
a bad story. Your tongue is if this is like something out of Jackass.
So to answer your question,
well,
coleslaw.
I don't know what the worst thing is I've had in my life.
If you heard my bus story, I don't think I've told you, it's my bus story. One of the late night buses when I was, I think it was probably early 20s, and I was getting a bus back to
in my
old.
Day.
In my day, when the buses and
it's 25 pence.
The conductor came on and said, tickets, please.
I was sitting up the back, so I'd obviously been in the pub and stuff like that, so late night bus back, sitting up the top of the bus, up the back, and there was a wee Jakey guy
wee
as well,
widow.
Sitting drinking a can of like, quality Kestrel lager or something like that, and I was chatting away to him because I'm quite a happy drunk, as we've already discussed on this.
When you're
awake. Chatting away to him, and then he went, "Here, have a drink." And I went, "No, you're all right, mate. It's cool." And he went, "Have a drink." And I went, "Honestly, I'm fine." He went, "Have a drink." And it was just one of the ones where you're like, So I took a drink, and instantly, as soon as I tasted it, I knew it was one of the worst decisions I had ever made. It had the consistency of like an egg white. It was just pure fucking slabbers in this can. As if he'd like just been grogging in the can for like half an hour.
Oh my God, what did you do? Did you spew?
I never spewed.
That is fucking disgusting.
It was rotten. I mean, it was lager that had the consistency of just raw
disgusting.
Egg white or something.
Why?
Like, it was like globules.
Why have
was
you
it
asked
like
us
the fizzy bit, like the foam of a beer?
No, it was weird.
Oh,
it was
why
weird.
Are you asking us about the piece and pubes when you could have been asking us about this piece and slabbles that this guy had?
Well, no, it wasn't a piece and slabbles.
Because I know what I'd be picking whatever else. Aye, but imagine that guy slabbles smeared over a.
That's
but then
you
wouldn't have a wee sandwich with pubes on it either.
I just think about what's that video that went to Tom Boss about the guy at the football team and at the football and. It's like he's a player and he's on the pitch and it just catches him and a bird shits in his mouth.
So it was Ashley Young.
Ashley Young.
But then he said since then that it definitely wasn't a bird that shat in his mouth. It was just... It looks exactly like a bird. According to him, it wasn't a bird that shat.
Maybe somebody threw coleslaw at him.
Is this me or my mum?
It would have been worse.
So I've got young brothers and sisters, and I remember, I was growing up in a house with my mum, and she had no Ambrosie, and they were babies. Was it me or my mum? And I was playing with one of I think it was, and he just had his bottle, he was a baby, and I was like lying on my back, like bouncing his tummy, and he was sick, and my mouth was open, and a bit of milky sick went into my mouth, which was a bit disgusting.
That's pretty rotten, but I don't think that would bother me as much as taking a swig for a random JP on a bus and then slabbers on. Back to the actual question.
I mean, what's worth, hearing...
So, good, I think follow-up question for Christy is, whose are the pubes and whose are the fingernails?
It's just coming from a factory. There's a pube factory just stuffing teddies and pillows and duvets.
Sandwiches.
I think I could be a good supplier to that pube factory.
Fuck, tell me about it. Pubes are like...
And it's that...
Relax.
What were you talking about? You said it!
Is every podcast going to be more...
You said it! What did you say?
I was joking. It didn't need explanation.
I didn't even hear it. I'm dying to listen back to this.
I was joking, it didn't need explanation.
I don't get jokes.
It absolutely did not need explanation. I didn't want you to go, he's right as well.
Why do you talk about this? I go to the bathroom sometimes, right?
Being in a relationship on a podcast.
Well, now that you're bathroom, you'll get like hate your hair and all that. And Johnny can ask me because my hair, hair comes all the time. But I walk in and be like, dark hairs, so, like Johnny's got a beard and stuff like that when he shaved his beard and whatever. And the funny part about it, when you said you go and say to him, oh, can you go and clear the bathroom, the chair all over it? They're not my hair, whose fucking hair are they going to be in?
They're not mine.
Anyway.
they're Vinny's.
So.
But no, I'm also sorry to go back to that. Spit out. You should never be saying to anyone, I don't want no wonder, man. You're definitely your pubes. The amount of hair that comes off you is ridiculous, man. Ridiculous. I'll just be like driving in the motor. You're not there. You're not there. And I'll start to move my tongue about my mouth.
Hey.
Where are we going with this?
I know. Where are we going with this?
And it'll be like a long... And I'll be like, what the fuck is that? And then I'll pull out like the longest hair.
Don't eat my hair then.
I've not eaten your hair, Christy.
Why is it in your mouth?
Because you're probably just flinging it about when you're sleeping.
My hair's always tied up when I go to bed.
My mouth's always like that when I'm sleeping.
I do find it funny. Johnny's got a massive beard, for those who don't know him. And sometimes you just sit in the car and you will see your hair and you just pull it and it'll just go and go and go and come away and it'll be one of my hair that's like entwined and has a big beard. Disgusting, isn't it? Fucking hell. So, anyway, such an overshare.
Back to the pube factory.
Aye, so...
Pubes over toes. I can't deal with feet.
No, I mean, I never said... There's no piece of toes.
Aye, toenails.
I never even said toenail, it was just nails.
Nails. Oh, so it could be fingernails.
They can be finely chopped up. It's not like just actually the full nail.
It's fucking disgusting. Both are so disgusting, man.
You wouldn't have heard of The Word. The Word was an old TV show, right? And I was a bit on it. I'll do anything to get on TV, The Word. You said it used to be
on telly?
What's that? No. It was a programme called The Word on Channel 4 years ago in the 90s. And it was Oasis, their first ever TV appearance. In my day, it was in The Word. And there was a thing on that called The Hopefuls where people would just do anything to get on TV, and one guy, he had to cut off some of his pubes and put it in a cracker and then eat the cracker.
Oh my God.
Is that not in the... Is that not in Scary... American Pie. And he puts them on pizza?
Pube pizza.
So I think pubes in the mouth would be...
Oh no, pube pizza, pizza.
I would probably go with the fingernails.
I don't know. Being serious about it,
when you... what would be the easiest one to eat? I think if you were to eat the piece in pubes, you just pubes hair would be different. All around your teeth.
Yeah, that is true.
It's so tough to get out. The piece in fingernails, you would have fingernails all about your mouth, but I think eventually you could work those out.
It actually makes me feel a bit sick thinking about it.
It's a good question because both are absolutely stinking. But if I really had to, life or death, I would have to take the piece in... I'd have to take the piece in fingernails.
I'd go with the fingernails as well.
Oh, rejoice. Fingernails, it fucking is.
Right, okay. Right, we're going to take a quick break. That's three questions down. When we come back, we'll do some more kind of quick fire ones as well and finish off.
And more revelations about your relationship.
I know, God. Such an overshare.
Can't wait.
This is a little bit different to what you'd normally hear on Top & Buzz, but we're doing more podcasts and not only football. So what kind of shows would you love to hear? Let us know on Twitter, Facebook or Instagram.
Welcome back to part two.
Were you recording there?
Yeah, I was recording, so you'll be able to hear me making an ass of that. But people won't be able to, you can hear it. We'll just, once we finish, I'll hear something. But welcome back to part two of the episode four of the Would You Rather podcast. That was a good first half. I like it, but I want to move it up a notch in the second half.
He says this all the time, doesn't he?
No, he fucking says that and he whips out politics questions so, and speaks for about half an hour.
I take it back. You both produced on your first round of questions. I think I was a wee bit disappointing. I think there will be people out there who will go, man, I probably would vote for the political team at the BBC, but we probably spent a wee bit too much time on that. So I'll make it a little bit more nonsense for my next question. It's simple, right? But I think it's going to be quite an effective question because both of you, I think I know, are fans of this, or at least I know Christy is definitely fans of it. So, would you rather live without tea or coffee?
Oh, they're like my two favourite things in life. I live for a cup of coffee. Like, I love it. But I drink about 8 cups of tea. I can chain. It's like smoking. I can chain drink tea.
You do chain drink tea, like you are addicted to.
Oh
tea.
My god!
You drink more tea than coffee.
Yeah, I'll drink. I'm not kidding on. I probably drink about 8 or 9 cups of tea a day. I vary though. I have like always have a mint tea before bed. I'll have usually before that a vanilla rooibos, which is like a fancy red tea, and then throughout the day I'll drink red normal tea, but I'll have like 1 or 2 cups of coffee in the morning.
What is normal tea? What's it called? Is that
English breakfast? English
breakfast. That's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, just like a normal. I like a Tetley though. I'm not a PG Tips or a.
Well, you asking that question, Vinny, makes me think that you aren't much of a tea man.
No, I do. I do like tea, but I probably prefer coffee. But
I love a coffee
because I think coffee goes better with a pastry.
Yes.
But then, what goes better with cake? Like your cake, tea, isn't it? Really?
Aye. Actually, to be fair though, when I drink tea, I never have. I very rarely have tea. But biscuit.
I just know because. People from Abron Hill are absolute coffee weirdos.
I know.
Or mostly hot drink weirdos. Like,
Johnny
when I ask them if they want,
sometimes,
if they want a tea or a coffee, they're like, no, I don't drink.
So for any listening, and there'll be a lot of people obviously that will know us and know where we're from. I'm from Abron Hill, which is a wee place in Cumbernauld where the 3 years are from.
It's not the dodgy end.
It's definitely not the dodgy end.
Cumbrian.
You talk about you grew up in Abron Hill as well, so talking absolute nonsense.
Oh, I'm admitting I'm from dodgy end.
But this year.
Abron Hill was like the worst. Abron Hill High School was like the worst school in Scotland at one point.
Was it?
It's been knocked down.
But it got the best educational results.
Rewind. Sorry, I glossed over that there because I was middle of saying something. What was your fact there?
When?
But Abron Hill High was what?
Was the fact you were actually on, but then you said rewind and you rewind us too far back. Aye, the best educational or something. Or
No, the one before that.
Worst school in Scotland.
That's bullshit, Christy.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is. Abron Hill High was never, ever won the award.
I don't even think it was the worst school.
It never, ever won the award for the worst
surely
school in Scotland.
Surely come out
high. You know people who say it won the award for the worst school in Scotland are people that went to it because they wear it like a badge
No, I don't. I love my school.
I went to Glasgow School of Art, but you know where I came from? Abron Hill High, worst high school in Scotland.
You think she's trying to hammer up her
achievements? She's trying to make it out as if she's like...
Rags to riches.
Exactly. Exactly. Another Google. This is the third Google search of the episode. I'm going to say that Christy is quite clearly
I don't
wrong
think that will come up on Google, will it?
Yes, it will.
Yes, it will, if I wrote the page. Right, so what was the question again while Christy's right. Googling?
See, while you're Googling.
Tea and coffee, right.
Stop breathing into that mic. Stop being so close to that mic. Breathing right into it.
You don't drink coffee, do you?
Right, so you're right when you say that, but I'm not a coffee fan. I never, ever drink it. Nothing. Don't touch any coffee at all. There's not even
like a
different variety of coffee.
Ice cream or anything?
No. Not a coffee ice cream. I don't like coffee roses or Quality Street, whatever the one. I think both of them do quality. Coffee, sorry. I don't do coffee sweets. I don't do any actual coffee. Don't like the smell of it.
So you've not even gave yourself a tough choice for this question, have you?
I've not given myself a tough choice, but really the only reason why I came up with it is because I wanted to see what Christy because I know she loves both.
I do love the smell of coffee. Aww. You must like the smell of coffee.
So I think it's your best cup of tea against your best cup of coffee, I'd say.
I'm going to do some research on this because everything's in lists.
Only really
listen. Right, you can do a wee bit of research on it
because
for
the
next
lists
episode.
Are so... Okay, right. I think I'm making it up.
Yeah, you're making it up as well. I think people are going to need to realise that.
Why would I make that up?
80-90% of what you say is made up.
That's fucking not made up. I just sometimes dream things and then they become reality.
Dream things.
That's one of the facts that somebody makes up and then you question them on it and then they go look it up. Because I was telling your brother when I was away with him last week.
That I talked right.
No, I was talking about. I used to work with a guy and we're talking about
tea. Stop breathing in the mic.
And we were talking
all,
about
all I can hear Vinny talking now, I can hear Vinny speaking right, but in the background all I can hear is
it was suspense.
I used to work with a guy and he was saying complex. We used to talk about tea and he was saying, oh, do you know tea about milk's cancerous? And that's what he would say. And I just let it go a couple of times and he would say it so confidently as a fact, and then one time I went, I'm not having that. He went, my dad goes, I don't believe that's true. And he went, oh, it is. And I went, nah, it's not. Yeah, it is. He looked it up. Nah, it was neutral. He was like, oh, I don't know where I got that from. And that's like,
that's
a
weird
hill.
Thing to say.
I know, it was as if they would sell
it's
it.
It's just water.
No, but as if they would sell tea.
Well, look, to be I call Christy out on a lot of the things that she says because I'm not.
Some people
I
just
speak
need
to her so much.
Got a great example of this. Sorry to interrupt you.
No, that's all right.
So I've, like, as everyone that listens know, that I'm maybe not the sharpest of tacks. But with things like that, I'm just not very good at, like, whatever. So I was having a conversation with Johnny's eldest brother, Paul, who is, like, for me, he's, like, beacon of knowledge, like, smart guy. And we were chatting one day, and we were talking about the world's largest cats. And I was like, and he's like, Christy, what's the largest cat in the world? And I was like, a liger? He's like, fuck off, what the fuck is a liger? I'm like, a liger? And he's like, what? That's not a thing. I'm like, no, it is. There's a lion-tiger hybrid called a liger that's the biggest cat in the world. And he's like, no, I'm going to Google it.
Have you mentioned this to me before, this liger thing?
Me? I did. Okay. I started saying it because the funniest part about it, right? So I was sitting across the pool. He Googled it and his face dropped. he kind of looks over his phone at me and was like, it's a fucking liger. And then for the next week, every day, I sent him a picture of a liger being like, fucking liger. Told you it was real.
So you're not always wrong.
I'm not always wrong, exactly, but that doesn't. I retain like facts that maybe aren't the.
Had you heard of a liger before?
I
didn't know it was a thing. Well, I'm sure you mentioned it to me before.
I'm sure it's an animal. Napoleon Dynamite. They talk about a liger. I'm sure that's one of his favourite. I think more so, Christy, because I'm with you sometimes or a lot of the time. I actually hear where you get facts from. I think when I notice it more is when I'll be with Christy, right, Vinny, and we'll talk to. She'll talk to like my mum. And they'll be watching the TV and my mum will tell her a fact. And I'll probably just be...
And you'll take it.
Ignoring it. But Christy will take it, right?
I'm using that.
And then when we're with other people, she will tell those people my mum's fact as if they should listen to that and go, oh, I never ever knew that. And then they'll go away and tell her, well, you know what I heard the other day? This bullshit fact. And you know where it started for? Cathy Boyle, right? And that is absolutely not where.
That makes me seem really bad. I'm not a fact stealer. I do have my own facts tell.
I'm not saying you're a fact stealer. I'm not saying you're a fact stealer.
Yeah, you are.
I'm saying that the facts that you pass on come from unreliable sources, such as my mum. And she absolutely is not a reliable person for getting facts from.
I remembered a great fact the other night, and I was like, oh, such a good one. Nobody really knows that, but it's gone.
It's gone.
But the granddad out of Everybody Loves Raymond. So watch Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yep.
He was John Lennon's best man when he married Yoko. It's a good one, isn't
that
it?
That is a good one.
And he's a Boyle as well, Peter Boyle.
That's a good one. You're quite good at old facts,
Eleanor.
You're
good at fact. You're also big on knowledge. I surround myself with all these people to steal your facts.
Your man Ian Uche earlier on, you were saying he's from Glasgow, and then when you were talking about
John Ronson,
his wife is from Cumbernauld,
not even Scottish.
Sorry, a Cumbernauld wife. I thought that was pretty impressive, but a fact for you there, Vinny, as well. So.
The man doing it, she won's no impressive. Everybody kind of knows who he is.
I actually have no clue who he is.
He's won many awards and Golden Globes.
Didn't know he was Scottish.
Stanley Tucci.
Armando Iannucci.
Who?
Armando Iannucci.
Say again.
Armando Iannucci. Armando.
And who
Iannucci.
Is he? Was that here when you were talking about it?
Yeah, I think so.
Aye, you were 1,000,000% here.
Was that?
But you were here.
Was that?
But then also not here.
He was one of the writers for Partridge in the Day to Day. And.
Fucking was he? You weren't talking about Alan Partridge.
Well, we weren't talking about it for long. Vinny just said, he's a Partridge writer.
How quick was your fact? Did you just mention his name?
No, we spoke about him.
No, we were talking about Richard Herring. Remember when we were speaking about Richard Herring and you were busy with doing other stuff anyway. Right, look, tea or coffee, Christy, I want to nail you down for an answer here in particular because
I can't choose.
You are on tea and coffee. Like, we'll finish the podcast and you will make a cup of tea immediately. For me, as your fiance, knowing what you're like, if you gave up tea, that would be a game changer.
Tea would be worse game for changer. Your business, wouldn't it, really? As we're not wiping out tea, it's just for Christy.
It's just for Christy, but it'd be a game changer for her personality, like a game changer for her. Like, I know when I make you a cup of tea, that it'll instantly improve your mood. And I know coffee will when I bring you a coffee
as
well.
What, I'm not an arsehole?
No, you're not an arsehole, but I give you tea, like you get, you make tea or I give you tea so often in a day that if you were to just wipe that out,
I know,
you'd probably need to replace it with smoke fags.
I know, I actually think that's true. Yeah, I think you're right.
But so it's your answer. You need to give up Costa, Starbucks and all the other ones. I love
a coffee. Save a lot of money.
I would save a lot of money, but I fucking love a coffee.
And if you heard the facts the other week about the amount of sugar that was in coffees, then it might not be a bad thing.
Well, that shit doesn't bother me. Life's too short. It's a fucking coffee.
Maybe we are, Vinny. Maybe this is just going to turn into a podcast where the two of us argue.
Right.
About relationship matters, and you're like just a middleman.
I'm just a psychiatrist.
Think about the amount of stuff that I do, drink, eat, right? And that I take jip off you for. Imagine I turned around and just says to you, oh, man, life's too
well, you'd be like, good example of this. So for those that maybe listen that aren't in Scotland, they'll know that, or they won't know that Iron Brew re-released that old recipe. So the old recipe has 37 grams of sugar in a
bottle.
Is it
the really, really, really old recipe?
1901, anyway, original. Right.
Johnny came in last week. Oh my God, new Iron Brew's out. And I was like, cool. Tried four shops to come around, couldn't get any. I was like, all right, okay. So I need to go try another one. Let's go now.
Such a child.
Oh my God, let's go now. Let's go now. And I'm like, right, okay, let's go now. Honestly, I thought all these
such
shops.
Such a neighbouring hill person.
We live on Duke Street. We thought these shops would have them, right? Went down to this, we went to Archie's, and it was in there for about 10 minutes. So Archie's going to get some. He's going to, apparently people were fighting down the wholesale for it and all that. I was like, okay. So I dropped the car off. I go to work early and come back. Usually drop the car off at Johnny at lunchtime. Came back. Do you mind if we go back to Archie's, see if he's got my brew? I was like, right, okay. Went in. Like six bottles he came out with. I'm like, why do you need six bottles?
Five.
Liar.
It was five, so
right. He drank came one back at out, a till.
Five bottles, right?
This just goes back to your unreliability.
Oh, fuck off. Came out, five bottles of Iron Brew. Archie says, whatever you do now again, and go back down to Archie, get me some Iron Brew. And I'm like, why?
Is this the glass bottles?
Yeah. Why do you need five bottles, right? So this was Tuesday? Must have been Tuesday last week. Mm-hmm. By the Friday, so we live in a tenement and don't have a recycling bin. I don't know why not. In the flat, anyway. And I was putting something in the bin, noticed, oh, those wee four bottles lined up totally empty. Sitting,
look over,
look over
your right shoulder, Vinny.
Tanned all those bottles in a week. 30, so what's 37 times 4?
No, they've not got 37 grams. They've not got 37 grams of sugar in them.
Anyway, you can talk. That's a lot more sugar than I drink.
Let's rewind this
and
back.
Liar. So I always have sugar-free syrup.
So then what I would say is if you were to have like 20 coffees a day, I wouldn't give two shits.
Yes, you would.
Like, each of their own, Vinny. Live your life.
This is boring chat. Let's move on.
The good thing about that Iron Brew being so potent was if you were eating a piece of pubes or piece and fingernails, it would just dissolve it.
Do you not like Iron Brew?
I don't really drink fizzy juice that much.
All right.
No wonder.
Look, in my day, we didn't have fizzy juice.
Specimen.
A specimen.
Did I say specimen?
Fine specimen.
He's a specimen. The guy is a specimen.
I don't really drink fizzy juice that much during the week.
Well, look, one thing that you do definitely, drink tea and coffee.
I would give up tea. I just love the smell of coffee.
Could I drink someone else's coffee?
Coffee with a pastry is a magical thing. Coffee.
Could
and
I
a
like? Could me and Vinny get together? He could order a coffee. I could have a sip of his and still have my tea.
The only way that you could get that, Christy, is if Vinny was to drink the coffee and then dribble the coffee from his mouth into your mouth.
Probably which I do dribble
it.
A lot.
I would
so.
Do it.
Just
do
pour it.
It
in, just like a wee spout,
a wee bird.
Yeah.
Like a fountain. Oh, that was. Is that a bird? No, it's a cat.
That was a Chewbacca.
Send me more like your Chewbacca there.
No, what is that? What am I trying to do? A pigeon?
Cool. That's the world's
coffee bird. Coffee, cool.
Recognised
pigeon noise. It's Finny the coffee bird. Sing to me, coffee bird.
Why is he English?
So would you give up tea?
Aye.
Aye.
I do like a tea, but I drink more coffee now.
Do you?
I prefer coffee.
How many coffees do you drink a day?
At the moment, probably.
Eight.
Two. Well, I had one here, so it was just a two today, and I had a tea as well.
Like, you obviously you don't so much, Kirsty, but then you work in a shared office, so you probably get a lot of people coming in and out, drink coffee, and
I drink the most coffee.
There's coffee people in there, but you work in an office with
coffees
some
are
too.
So pretty as well, aren't they?
Oh, but my God.
Do you know anyone that drinks like five, six coffees a day?
My brother did.
Yeah, my dad does.
God rest his soul. But he did, and I had to say him, I'm like, you drink too much coffee. It's mental drink.
How good is my dick? Coffee art.
Sorry?
That's interesting. So we got a
fancy
coffee machine.
Right. So you could
too long
you
a
do that.
Dick and coffee art.
That's, I mean, you could actually just edit that.
See. How good is my dick?
I pride myself.
You could put a dance beat behind it.
So we got a fancy coffee machine in work. And we used to have one in work, and it went. The guys that owned it took it, and we got this new one in. And ever since, I've been like trying to show off my fancy coffee art, and all I make is Willy's. I made a willy last week and I drew pubes and everything on it.
And it was pubes in the one
and
that you
sent me. Sent a picture to Vinny and
not
Johnny
real pubes, just coffee
just wee
pubes.
Bits. And oh my god, it's such a good. Oh,
it sure, it was the new pubes.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Nah, it definitely was.
Drizzled on top.
It was a very good.
Sprinkle it, salty.
I'm going to start every latte I'll make. I'm going to draw a willy on it and I'll send you them.
Okay, right. You would give up coffee because yes. You're a tea fiend. Vinny, you would give up tea because you just prefer coffee a wee bit more.
It's a bit more sophisticated. And I would give up coffee, and I'm quite a sophisticated man.
Well, I would give up coffee because
a specimen.
A specimen.
I would give up coffee because I don't
like it.
Like it.
Because you're Fabian Hill and you just drink fizzy juice.
So tea would be the simple option.
I just realised I'm up next. I've not got my question lined up. So.
Right. What's next?
So we locked in.
Right. So it's tea. Tea is the one we're giving up. Oh, sorry. Coffee's the one we're giving up. Tell I. That's it locked in. So Christy, what would be your next question?
Again, I'm going to go down the Christmas theme.
You've just dropped this on this Christmas theme. It was,
should I have consulted the team before I did this? I don't need
quite
to.
Quite possibly.
Why didn't I go back to...
We've still got another go before Christmas,
oh, okay.
So
well,
we can make the next one more
would
festive.
Would you rather have one eyebrow or no eyebrows? So one eyebrow meaning like a full, like not even just a monobrow, but just like it wouldn't like dip into your bridge of your nose. It would be just straight, like one eyebrow.
All right, one full. All right, so it's a monobrow. It's basically
a monobrow.
I was thinking I've really kind of got just one eyebrow. One's
like
so much
quite,
lighter than
quite
the
thick,
other.
Quite defined, like a massive one or none.
And you can't shave it.
No.
You just got to deal with it.
Got to deal with it.
And it's just a big hairy caterpillar.
Yeah, basically.
Like a moustache, big long moustache going right across you.
The reason why, so shout out to Michael Brenner, because I don't know if he listens to this podcast, but it's kind of stemmed off what he did at uni. He needed a real card and he decided to Photoshop an eyebrow into a moustache for his real card. And he just like copies and pastes his eyebrow on his lip and then had that for 5 years on his real card. And it was the best thing ever.
I mean,
so that's where this came from. And my other thing is, have you ever Googled, like, now... I don't know, it's on people Photoshop of celebrities, like, take out their teeth and their eyebrows and how mental they look.
I've just seen it with the teeth, they take away their teeth. So
the eyebrows. Just any, if you Google it, celebrities without eyebrows is great.
It's mad, the one you see about the teeth.
Yeah.
Teeth.
The one I've seen a lot recently, and I know you share it as well, is the famous people with the hair of...
brilliant footballers and stuff.
Some of them are absolute belters, but... Man, you'd have to be in the library.
It's weird to see.
I would be all over one.
It's
eyebrows.
Weird to see somebody we know. I mean, I remember working with when I worked at BOC, and this guy was. I was like, he looked different. Why does he look different? And it wasn't until near the end of the shift I realised his eyebrows had been shaved off. No, obviously, no doubt off his mates probably the night before when he's been.
He had
steaming.
None, like clean shaven, not even a stubble.
There was obviously a tiny bit of. It was done right high, but it was. It took me ages to realise. I was just, what's different? There's something different about
it. It's weird. The thing that I find weird about eyebrows, it's like, why does hair grow there? Why does it not grow in the middle of your forehead or on your cheeks?
They're pretty pointless, but then...
No, they're not. They totally define your face. I think they're, like...
That's just because you're used to it, though.
But ultimately, they're pointless.
Girls are more anti-eyebrows than guys are, guys.
I never used to have...
Just mad how eyebrows are such big business.
They're just ultimately pointless, though.
My phone's listening to me.
Same with beards. Ultimately pointless. It just makes no sense.
So,
what we've got beards.
Here's a wee knowledge nugget. Why do we have eyebrows? They protect our eyes from moisture and light. Physically, eyebrows are there to help keep our eyes clean and clear. They move wetness from sweat and rain away from our eyes so we can maintain our sight. They help direct any moisture away from your eyes toward the side of your head. Generally did know that. I thought it was an aesthetic thing.
It's when you start to discuss questions like this that makes me think that there's 100% some sort of god. I know we're going to get deep here.
What?
I don't know.
Have eyebrows?
I just feel like it's too... I think it with other animals too. I think there's just... It's too weird.
Oh my god.
How we are just...
I don't know if the big argument for being a god is fucking eyebrows. To all the scientists, but come on, guys. Eyebrows. Come on.
That can't be an accident. This is just the latest one, Vinny. That's my point. This is the latest thing that makes me think of it. Every time it comes back to why you've got all these particular features of the human body.
I love the way we've just went from eyebrows to God.
Well,
this is how deep this
honestly,
podcast
I always
can
think
get at
times. It can't just be by chance that we have things like, for example, you have eyebrows because it protects your eyes and it stops moisture getting into them and blah, 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 all that other shit. And then what's the purpose of like your nipples, for example?
Google it.
Well, male nipples, you mean?
Well, what's the purpose of the... I know the
male nipples.
So forgetting even the male nipples, the fact that we've both got nipples, I think, was just done so that women could feel... or men didn't feel left out and there was a wee bit of consistency there. We obviously know why women's nipples are there. And, and
just for it serves titillation.
A big
you put tassels on it.
it serves a big purpose in life. And this is all not by chance.
Oh, fun fact. Right. This is a good fucking fact. So why do men have nipples? Men have nipples because nipples develop in the womb before embryos become
I was going to say that.
Male or female. So by the time the Y chromosome kicks in to distinguish a fetus as a male, the nipples have already secured their place.
Ah, they've secured their place.
Yes.
So that's on it. Like this is for a separate conversation that ends up getting a lot more serious, but I genuinely think that it's stuff like that that makes me go, right, this can't be, it can't just
what,
be
no
by
missing
chance.
Link or, I mean, I don't get what you mean.
I was like, it just can't be chance. All the things about humans and like how smart they are,
well,
all
see,
the different features.
I mean, if you want to go down the crazy route, you can go down the route of
lizards
yeah. coming from other planets and
creating
us as a species.
This freaky man, when they're all watching down, they're all looking down at us.
As if people say, that's why there's no missing link, because there isn't one. Now, Lincoln, I don't know, whatever.
Like,
it is.
You don't watch Rick and Morty, don't you, Nat?
No.
I've told you to watch it, you need to watch it, because there's an episode where they travel to this simulation. Basically, the electricity goes out in their house, and they're like, fuck. And what the guy Rick, who's a scientist, has built is a simulation in a box, and inside that simulation is just this whole new world. Well, the main purpose of the people is just to create power that will then be transferred to this guy's actual world and turn on other lights and basically just provide all the power. But then inside that other one, they've created another simulation. So it's like, you know, I'll play like Call of Duty and play Fortnite and stuff like that. And we are so bored now, the human race is so bored now that it will create like virtual reality, and it creates all these games because we're so bored, we want to act out. Like in GTA, you want to run around stabbing folk because you can't actually really do it in real life. And you wonder if this is just what we are. I wonder if there's someone, we are just a wee part, we're just a wee game that we don't realise.
It could be some wee guy's physics project.
There's lizards just going, I'm a wee guy, Vinny's fucking brilliant. Look at the state of his nose, man.
What the fuck? No, we were talking about obviously the Queen and that.
Sorry,
being a
lizard. Sorry, I zoned out there. I didn't get that joke. That's why I'm like not laughing.
But going back to Vinny was saying that there's absolutely no reason for his nose like being the way that it is with the deviated.
I never said that.
So we say, you say you've got a deviated septum.
Ah, you have.
And there's no explanation for it. That's what we said earlier on in the podcast, didn't we?
Oh,
it's not like you broke
God
it or anything like that.
Aye.
So that wee guy that owns Vinny, the wee guy that's controlling Vinny up there, just added it because it's a wee niche.
What
you know,
like
you would create.
I'm at my ear. I've got a funny ear as well.
I would create.
No, not that ear. Stop looking at that one. It's this one. It's funny. Look, see that? See it stuck there.
Why is it like that?
I don't know.
I would create
wee guy.
I would create wee guys in FIFA.
What do you mean? My funny thing is my toe. Got a funny toe.
Funny toe, but then probably it's more
fact
of a...
Paul was telling us about your toe in Holland. He was. He's like, have you seen Christy's toe?
It's a weird thing to be
Why
bringing
was
up.
Why was it in conversation?
I don't know, because we must have been talking about the podcast or something, and I think
did he
send you something on WhatsApp?
So yeah,
he people in glass houses.
So Paul sent me a picture, and I do this thing with Johnny's brothers where they do it to me and I do it to them. They send a picture and you just zoom in like 5 times and resend them their photo back of like something that you think is funny in their photo. And Paul sent in a photo of him on holiday, and he's got these he's got like flip flops on, and I just kept sending a picture of his toe. And he sent in a picture of women in a glass house but didn't say that saying.
Aye.
And said something about me being in there. And I literally sat for about 5 minutes looking at this picture, being like, "Am I in this? Where am I in this photo? Like, I don't understand it." And I actually had to say, Johnny, what does Paul mean? Because I'm not in that photo. Like, and then he said the saying, and I was like, "Oh, because of my toe. I've obviously got 10 toes, but the third toe."
just to rule that out.
Any
rumours out there?
Third toe on my right foot. is a wee bit shorter. So basically, the fourth toe is longer than the third toe.
Have you got shoes or socks on?
Let's see it.
I'm not going to show you because I don't have nails painted, but you can see.
I don't have nails painted.
There's a definite gap there. Look, basically, my third and my fourth
Let's
toe
see
are the same.
Get
right?
the toe out.
No, because I've got a horrible. I need to paint my toenails.
She'll show you it on holiday.
I'm showing you on holiday. But yeah, you can see. I mean, you don't go down like that, it goes like that. Because that one's so short.
That looks like is that a wee gimpy toe?
Vinny Space, then.
Is that?
Yeah.
Is that not an extra toe?
Do you know why it is? It's because when I was younger, all I did was stub it off things and it started its growth.
Shut up!
No, I know, Christy.
That's something your mum's told you. You need to be a deformed toe. And you went, Mum, Mummy, why am I so different?
I never had it as a baby. I was born with 10 perfect toes.
That's. Mummy, why am I so different?
It's just because you stubbed your toe a lot.
I don't know why you should get an English accent, but
it's right.
I was English until
it goes back.
Well, there you go.
It goes back to the higher power. These are all these wee. Like, I've got a massive head because the wee guy just thought, I'm just going to put them. It's like when you create a wee guy in Pro Evo or FIFA and you're like, I'm just going to create this wee guy with a massive head, man. It's true.
He has got a big
head. So, what is it supposed to be about my toe?
That was that. It was just a bit of toe. It was a bit of the WhatsApp message.
So this Paul, for anyone listening, is the same Paul that I'm related to, Christy will be related to, and Vinny is pals with. He was in Milan with him.
He's the one that brings us up.
So it's not a new Paul. We're not introducing a new character here.
No.
Paul
I feel like
here.
As the host,
making up
as the
people.
Host, I need to explain who each person is. Because we'll get these people on and they'll be able to explain themselves.
See, when we're talking about the Queen being a lizard, the other day, and when I went home, I was thinking about it, and fucking name's Liz. Fucking Queen Liz. I mean, if that's no hiding in plain sight.
You can't be the only person that's noticed that, because I've never heard them to say that.
Queen Liz. They're like Queen Lizard. I mean,
I think after we covered the Queen on the last one, I did a lot of looking into the Queen, just the whole history of the royal family. It's weird.
Is that not what The Crown is about? Netflix thing.
Aye, it's pretty good. That the clip looks quite good for The Crown. To be fair, I've not watched it.
I'm sure.
So bad. I watch everything through Gogglebox. I'm only putting that
one
from Gogglebox.
It was like she went Welsh, to the
Welsh natural disaster where the coal mine fell on the school and like 110 kids died. And there's a part, or more people died, but I think majority was the biggest thing that all these children died. The Crown did a bit where she doesn't want to go to show her support.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's I don't think that's factual, obviously. I think it's based on stories, but
they're not painted in a good light.
No, I don't think they do, but which I'm surprised about, to be fair. But
what up?
She has a lizard. The fact that she's still alive is the most lizard thing about it.
Yep.
96, what is it, 96, 94, something like that. And she's just like coasting along. It with Donald Trump the other week looks good as new.
Lizard. What kind of lizard do you think she is? Like a Komodo dragon? Is that a lizard?
Nah, but no one of the cool types.
I think she's a bit smarter than that. She's a better breed of lizard.
Komodo dragon's a cool lizard, must
yeah,
be.
Yeah, quite cool.
I would love, honestly, when me die, I would love it. I'd love it if they just literally went dark here and then you find all this stuff.
You went on to the next level.
Do you think you'd be so freaked out if that was real, that was the case? So
that's a good
out.
Would you rather, like, would you rather, I would love to be like a fly on the wall on some of these things. Like, would you rather like have a day as a fly and like, become a cat?
Keep these questions.
I'll write it down.
Glad getting talk about it gets you thinking about the questions. Right, so what was the question?
Eyebrows.
Right, yeah, eyebrows. How the fuck are we in the top of this? Right, so for
me,
have
one big eyebrow?
No eyebrows. I've
got very light eyebrows anyway, so I probably wouldn't really miss them that much.
So I draw my eyebrows in because I've got like a scarf through one of them and they just don't grow. I've got my eyebrows waxed. My beautician Margaret told me never to go back because I cried too much.
That's honestly, when I was younger, right, girls used to pluck their eyebrows so much that it was just so thin, like in the 90s.
Yeah.
And now it's so thick.
Massive, I know.
See, when you see the young team that go to festivals now, they're like slugs on their faces.
I mean, I did think I actually took a picture of myself today with my niece and I thought, my eyebrows are quite dark.
I can't believe how eyebrows is such a big business. Like shopping centres and stuff, wee stalls, just not
what
shops.
What would you rather?
There's got to be something else in there.
Right, so I'm going with. What am I going with?
I think you're saying one eyebrow, are you not?
No, I probably wouldn't miss them, so let's go with none. Just because I think it would look quite different
I'm going to go. You look like Neil Warnock.
What?
He's got no eyebrows.
I thought you just meant I looked like Neil Warnock.
Have you ever seen Neil Warnock, Christy?
Nah, that's what you're talking about.
Neil Warnock was most recently.
I've never noticed that he's getting eyebrows.
What?
But again, mine are light. I've got one very light one.
It looks like an old woman. He was most recently linked with a Hearts job, Christy, former Cardiff manager. And
is he the one that does the Dutch thing?
No, but that's his face up close, and
he looks like he's getting 90s eyebrows.
He does have eyebrows.
All
he's
you can see is the shadow, the shadow of his eyebrows.
He's got a nice shape to his eyebrows.
You know, he's obviously had a bit of colour.
He really nice shape to his eyebrows.
Because he has not got eyebrows.
Yeah, he does.
He has not got eyebrows.
He does, he's just ginger.
He's grimacing. Grimacing photo.
Yeah, he doesn't have eyebrows.
Right,
right, okay. So that question done.
No, I didn't answer.
Well, we've went no eyebrows.
I want one eyebrow. I want to be like Frida Kahlo.
No, you've been outvoted. Sorry about that. Right, Vinny, question three, and this will finish the podcast.
Oh, what, we're not getting listeners' questions? I thought you got that one from Twitter.
No, tonight. It's been a bumper one as well.
What's a bumper one?
A bumper show. In fact, we did have one from Facebook. You know what I will ask?
It's a chopper. A chopper of a show.
It's been a bumper show. A big show. Long one.
Right, would you rather...
Oh, that's what it has. Fucking hell.
Would you rather send a dick pic?
Do I have a dick?
Or whatever you've got? I'm saying whatever you've got, right?
I am a woman.
Would you rather send a dick pic to your mum or
fanny pic
to your dad or accidentally post online for 10 minutes?
Tell me that one again.
Would you rather send a dick pic? So in your case, would you rather send a dick pic to your mum?
Right.
Or accidentally post it online for 10 minutes?
Or would I rather send a fanny pic to my dad?
Aye. Or accidentally
I'd probably post be online, I don't know what I could do with it. I'd put it online. Everyone's got bits.
They have.
Because the thing is, right, to clarify this question, is it because it could be anyone's fanny?
No, it's yours.
Aye, but it could be anyone's because I'm not in the photo. It's not going to be me sitting with my fanny out. It's
well,
be like
no, you've
your face
no,
can be seen on it.
It needs to be so that we know it's you.
Yeah, it's difficult to. That's just
so you're crouching
you
down.
Face on it.
Getting a selfie with
it's got to be
I'm trying to think how much I would be able to
it's got to be my mum. I think
you've probably sent a dick pic to your mum
by
accident anyway.
I've not, but I think my mum would be, I think for one, I think she would claim that she had never seen it,
right?
And I don't think my mum's definitely not the type to be going to my brothers and going, guess what I get sent for my, guess
ready
what
for
I get
action.
For Johnny,
is it ready for action?
Of course
dick pic?
Aye.
So I think she would play it down, wouldn't really talk about it. I don't think it would be spoken of again. Whereas aye, 10 minutes online, like that is dangerous. Like, can it happen?
I mean, it could even be during the night when you've nobody's on, but all it takes is
somebody will find it. Someone will see it.
Yeah,
someone
true.
Will see it.
Yeah.
It would have to be going to my mum.
That's awful. That's
surely you'd be the same.
My mum's terrible on her phone anyway. I don't even think she would know how to open a photo.
No, I think there needs to be not a precaution. Like, it would need to be seen.
It needs to be seen, aye.
It if can't be
struggling
like,
to
oh,
listen
my mum would maybe, I'd be able to, like, send it, but...
Pull that mic for you.
I'd be able to... Sorry, Dan, I'm really struggling
last night. It would just be the worst situation now if you do something wrong and you just instantly feel sick. It would just be, oh, no.
Well,
not that, I mean, I've never taken a dick pic anyway because I could imagine nothing worse than seeing my own
knob. Oh, my God, this
knob.
Is the funniest thing. I got on my Facebook.
I just wouldn't want to see it, so... I mean, I don't even...
Just,
I've never even seen my own knob. I've got a wee cover over it all the time.
You've got a wee black square on your mirror.
Yeah,
a big black square.
Big black square.
What
did you see on Facebook?
A girl today posted saying, why do some guys do this? Like, I just had this guy send me a picture when I opened it. It was him juggling his balls.
Have you ever been sent one by anyone on social media? Because I know a lot of guys do it. They just jump into women's
don't
DMs and
I
they just send fucking
so
bit of pics.
Like, I've never because we've been going to go to what? 8 years, 9 years. Like, I think, like, Tinder, that's relatively in the last kind of 10. I've never probably, like,
dated. We probably just missed out on the generation that would send them.
Again, what age are you again?
I do remember being a younger going on chat roulette, and the amount of times...
26.
26.
Which, like, we started going at me because he was 18.
I've still got my doubts about that.
But yeah, before that, like, you'd be going chat roulette, and by the time you're on chat roulette, you'd be a lot of guys having a wee chug.
Oh, the video with I'm sure there's a video with the Scottish guys that loads of people have seen, and it's one of them has got a wig on, and he's I'm pretty sure he's either got a wig on and he's turned his back, or you can only see the bottom of his hair, and the camera's kind of cropped out his actual face. And he looks like from like the back or from the kind of chin down that he's a woman, and there's this wee guy who's on the chat roulette on the other side of him, man, and he just eventually gets his bobby out and starts chugging away, and then all of a sudden it pans the camera back and it's this guy, you know, his pal just like,
it does it to a few, there's a guy that does it to a few people.
That's a devastator. That's similar, I suppose, then. So it would be sending it to my mum over
I think mothers have probably got a discretion about them where they would go, I'll not bring it up.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, I don't know what my dad would do. My dad would phone me and put me in like a psych ward.
None of us have got children. Like, what would you do if you get sent that? It's difficult to answer, obviously, because we don't have children, but I think if I was to have a daughter who sent me that, I think I'd just go mental. That's the biggest thing. Yeah. I wouldn't tell anyone about it, but I would just go absolutely banzai.
You'd always wonder that, but you'd say that though, because you can really get on all that subject. Like, now, like, if women decide to become like sex workers, because that is a profession for some people, like, not like as a job, people do really well and do whatever. And I don't want, like, I think good, like, fair play. And I do always wonder that, because you say that, like, if your daughter did that, you'd be really angry. But if they're making their decision, like, what can you say? Do you know what I mean? Like, you as a parent, you can guide somebody, but you need to make your child you can influence them, but you can't say yes or no.
This is where we're going to disagree as parents. Growing up, I'm just thinking, it's just more my child. I always worry about that sort of stuff.
Oh my god, just worry about your child. Like, if they're 18, right? And say we had a daughter, right? And she came in and she's like, she's 18. I've decided that I want to become a sex. You can guide them and say, look, I don't think this is the right thing to do. I don't. But if she want, like, if that's what she's going to do with her life, then I just don't think you can. You need to let people make mistakes.
I think this is Christy building bridges with her mum. This is what she's doing. She's trying. She's really explaining something to her mum as if to say, "Mum,
I've got a big revelation.
This is a route I want to go down.
Cakes are gone
after the sex toys answer last week."
Off.
Exactly.
Fuck off.
No chance. I don't think you would be anywhere near as understanding when the real deal happened. Like, if we were to have a wee daughter,
I do feel,
and she was to come in 20 years from now or 18 years from now, and she was to say that to you, I don't think you'd be like, just as long as you can make a mistake on your own, because you never know, 3-4 years you might be an accountant. You can't have that
as
down.
As long as you keep your receipts.
But I think there's some, though, that you would, I think I would really strongly recommend that they don't do it.
Oh my god, I'm not saying go get all the bobby. I'm just saying, come on.
There is a stigma attached to all of the
and I don't think that's fair,
which is unfair.
Because there's guys.
Because there's nothing better than going to a stripper's, isn't there?
Oh, fuck off.
Well, you've never been in, you know.
Finny's like waiting for Johnny Stack to come on so he can get in about all this.
I've never heard of this.
In my day, we had to go under all the petticoats to find the vaginas.
What?
I don't even know what it means.
Basically, a petticoat is lots and lots of skirts. It's a bit sweaty under there.
In my day, we didn't send dick pics, we did draw pictures
we
of the
draw pictures of our willies and post them by pigeon.
Make it into a flick book, and you had to flick through, and you'd be wanking, and there's a drawing. And
what is the petticoat? Honestly, keep forgetting the questions. What the fuck was it?
That was a dick pic to your mum.
Right, let's answer this. I'm going to go with my mum.
I think your mum would just play it dumb. She would just
imagine,
like,
Brian receiving a vaginal.
We'll get our mums and our dads on. I think if we get your mum on, Christy, then we probably should get my mum and Vinny's mum on at the exact same time.
Oh my god, that'd be so
and
good.
See whether
your
answers are.
Special.
We'll come up with the questions for each. So I'll come up with the question for your mum's. You come up with my mum and Christy's mum, and you come up with Vinny's mum.
I can't see my mum
agreeing it.
I am good to mums.
She would be horrified at the questions. Horrified.
Right, I'm going to go mum. You going to go mum, Christy?
Well, mine's dad.
Dad. You're going to go dad?
Fanny picking to my dad.
Vinny, going for your mum.
Mm-hmm. I think the safety with that one is a concealed picture. I just think the internet's too big.
I agree.
Isn't it?
Right, it's locked in. We'll give a very quick answer to this question, because it doesn't really pertain to Christy, but it was sent in by Martin Bain on Facebook.
Thanks,
who
Martin.
Is obviously a Would You Rather podcast fan, so Martin, thanks
Thank
very
you.
much, and if you have any other questions, Martin, then feel free to send them in, because we'll definitely answer them. He asked, here's a question for the Would You Rather podcast that I've pinched from another podcast. Would you rather wear metal studded football boots or goalie gloves for a year? So at all times,
so we're walking those. anywhere,
you're fixing something at work, which I get that's no really, you're not always obviously on the tools at work, but you, when you go to the tools one day, you need to wear a big pair of Sunday clothes.
It's a good question, because the practicalities of wearing goalie gloves all the time, you couldn't really text, could you?
They'd be good for some things, but they'd be terrible for others.
Well, good for playing football and going to goals.
I think you could probably figure something out to text. You've got a wee dauber anyway, you know. You don't get glass. You don't need to put a glasses and get a dauber at anything. You might send a message.
A wee dauber.
I mean, are you actually talking about my actual penis?
Yes.
Or
the wee dauber,
a stylus.
You know the wee daubers you get to
I use a stylus.
Wait, Jeevan, honestly, you can tell.
No, but do you know why?
I only recently got them, right, because
I'm starting to get feel pain there, and I'm, I reckon in 20 years' time,
in
20 years' time, everyone will have arthritic fingers if you just constantly tap and screen.
That's what happens when you're on 12 or 14.
But that's, and that's why I'm like, no, that can be good for you.
What about human, like babies' hands, like having their pinky bent because people hold their phones that, like
that? That's a fact that I'm like not, that's what I must admit, I've given you.
I see, I don't believe that. You said that to me, and I'm like, shut up.
I've given Christy stick before, I've given Christy plenty of stick.
I did not say that was my fact to recycle. I'm just saying.
Let me speak.
No, because you've made it up a fact to it. No one's going to want to talk to me anymore.
Listen, my facts. Listen, what I was going to say. I've given you a stick the night for some of your facts and the way that you had. But I agree, this is a fact that I'll tell people on a pretty regular basis that really.
It's bullshit.
I don't know if it's
particular. We've evolved
over the last 10 years.
Just the fact that, like, it does look like the pinky on the hand that you text most from is bent. It's kind of crooked from the. First fold.
You've got the
from the first fold down because your phone is not your phone's normally resting on that pinky.
I want to tell a fact, but I don't know if I'm telling it because I told it to like, someone else.
Old people don't have that problem because, like, Vinny, you know, you hold your phone like you're holding. Like, what would you be holding? Like, your grand does it as well,
Christy. Like a cat.
You hold it. You hold it like your.
I can do that as well.
Then you do this. Then you whip out your big stylus.
How can I explain how you're holding this here? Like, what else do we hold like that?
A mug.
That's what you're talking about, isn't it? You're trying to say we've evolved to hold phones like that. Our pinky has
evolved
over
the past. So now we hold phones like that. Now we don't hold phones with our pinky resting at the very bottom. Vinny gets his whole four fingers around to the left or right, and then gets his thumb at the other side, and then he has his other hand with a dauber in it tapping away.
I'm telling you, right, honestly, see when he's
called Siri-sided, aren't they?
See when your fingers
in pain. He did have his text on loud, sure, remember? He had the sound on texting.
The writing on his phone is like zoomed in 175%.
This is lies.
When you're with Vinny, this is the noise I'm going to say, I don't know if you can hear it, actually.
Aye, we can hear it.
This is
lies. This is Vinny when you're with him. So who the fuck has their phone on loud anymore?
What do you mean? Your phone's not always in silent.
Mine is always on silent.
Aye, so you're trying to say our fingers have evolved over the last 10 years, which I'm going to say that's no. That's nonsense. But when you have got finger pain, arthritis, come back to me in 10 years.
Last 10 years? Longer than that. The phones have been out for longer than that.
Ah, but they weren't like as big as them.
But you can still hold them in the same way. So like the first iPhone came out in... And the first iPhone is, I think I'm right in saying, pretty much like that.
The first iPhone Benny just handed back last week.
So the first iPhone release date, 29th of June 2007. So 12 years, it's not that much longer than 10.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's true, like, if you do something, like, you're on your phone all the time, every day, that is definitely going to make an impact on your body in some way.
That's why, so if you're saying it's going to make an impact, stylus, get a stylus.
Cool.
Very true.
Telling you, it's going to people there. I can feel it already, and I'm like, I'm going to install that.
Getting my hands
where do you keep the stylus? Do you attach it to your like
I've got
keys,
four
like
of
a
them
key ring?
Spread around the house.
Four of them.
And I wear one like a medallion.
No, do you not have the ones where you get the?
I don't care about everywhere. It's just for around the house and the iPad and stuff as well.
Why would you not take it out? Too embarrassed.
Bullshit.
No, I just you would lose it.
Imagine pulling it out in the pub. I'd date the next time. Right, Christy, come on your fact, please.
Oh, it's on behalf of Louisa Rees. And right. She was telling me as a tech.
No, rewind. Who's Louisa Rees?
Even
Vinny doesn't know who Louisa Rees is.
Johnny's brother, Kieran's kind of friend, Louisa.
Oh, right, yeah.
Technological, is that a word? Technological
yes.
Fact?
Yep, technical. Technological.
She was saying the other day that so many kids watch YouTube and they learn by YouTube and all that. Like, Orly today, or Fiona was telling me that Orly, my niece.
Who's Orly? Who's Fiona?
My sister in law to be, and my niece.
Okay.
we're out and she said to one of our pals, that's a trashy elf. Uh-huh. And I'm like, trashy is like such an American. She said, oh, it's YouTube. And Louisa was saying like that apparently all dialects are going to become extinct because all YouTube videos are predominantly American. Like everyone's just going to have the same accent because kids are going to be brought up. So we're going to lose like all the, like, yeah, the different, like the Chukters are going to lose all that sort of shite.
Shite? Can't lose, sorry to any of the Chukters that last
can't lose the Chukters. We can't lose the Chukters, man. No chance.
Yeah, is that a dialect? Aye. Is that a dialect? Yeah, yep. You're going to lose all that because of YouTube.
And people start talking like YouTubers constantly. I hope I'm dead before then. That'd be horrendous.
Takes us back to the scenes and
and screaming
limbs and stuff like that. Aye. We'll talk that'd about the last podcast.
That'd be awful.
Right, question, quick answer to this. What would you rather wear? Metal studded football boots or goalie gloves for a year? Let's try and get this answered.
Football boots.
About this, be so slidey, wouldn't it, really?
No, I love it.
We metal studied walked football boots, so it would be tough, man.
I love that noise.
That is a good noise.
That is a good noise, but I don't know if I would want to hear that noise constantly.
But walking down the street would be very slidey.
Kind of similar to having a woman, like, when I wear high heels.
Goalie gloves are quite comfortable.
Except,
although I've not worn a pair of goalie gloves in years, but they're very comfortable.
Oh, there's something about wearing goalie gloves. Something about it.
The smell
of inside, I'll tell you what, that's a smell that I definitely don't miss. Now that I'm older and I don't play football anywhere near as much.
They'd be stinking.
See when you were younger. See when you were younger, Christy, right? And somebody used to bring, we're going to put a post about this in Tottenham Boys later. When your mate used to bring his goalie gloves. And because so many people, because it wouldn't always normally, you'd be very lucky if you were young and you had the same guy that wanted to go on goals all the time. Even the guys that were good goalies, as far as I remember, always wanted to play at field. So like, I would be wearing the goalie gloves 1 minute, and then another guy would be wearing the goalie gloves 1 minute, and all that sweat would all mix in. So by the time, say you've had the goalie gloves for a month or two, and you've been playing pretty much every day with them, see by the time the month or two comes and you put them on and you take your hands out of them afterwards and smell your hands, it would be absolutely stinking.
So I'm sorry, was I telling you about, I thought it was you, maybe it was Kieran again, George Barber saying to me, he's like, do you remember when you were younger? I mean, I'm not a boy, I didn't know, but he's like, there'd always be some guy just wearing goalie gloves but not necessarily being goals. There'd just always be someone kicking about with a set of goalie gloves on, and he'd be like, mate, you're going to go and goals? No, I'm just wearing them, do you want goalie gloves?
It was Kieran that told you it, but I'm not sure about it.
Abraham Hill.
Skinhead Kieran would always remember, I think. But anyway.
So what are you going for then?
Metal studded football.
The smell is a good point.
Too impractical, the metal studded football boots one.
Yeah, but you can still lie flat. Like, you don't be on your feet all the time. You can still go to bed and all that, but you can still have your hands to do things.
I'd probably go with a...
I'm really struggling with
you. You are really struggling with making it.
Do you know why I've got a sore shoulder?
I'd probably go with
basically back at the oven. Like,
I'd probably something. I'd go with the studs, I think.
Go with the studs.
Yes, up you.
Studs?
Yep.
Right, okay, I'll go.
You couldn't make your cakes with goalie gloves on, could you?
No, but I'm going studs as well. I'd rather wear studs.
About goalie gloves a minute.
No, I've
totally changed. You can't believe
I know,
you won't. Oh, no, sorry, I didn't. I'm talking shite. Goalie gloves. So, Martin, I'm not sure whether this is the Martin Bain, former Rangers chief executive, former Sunderland star, Sunderland to a die. I hope it's Martin. If it is you, Martin, let us know because we'll get you on. If it is nae, we'll
get you on. if it is nae, we don't think you're important enough.
Is it not Blue Tech?
Nah, he's not got a Blue Tech. It's Facebook anyway, but it's just a picture of, as far as I can see, a picture of him running, which is pretty impressive.
That was only a joke, Martin, anyway.
Yeah, Martin, you're good. Good egg.
But thanks, Martin, for sending it in, and thanks. He actually added saying cheers after I said, thanks, Martin, it's getting asked in next week's pod. He said cheers and really enjoying the new podcast. And he said, thanks to you too, because I would have forgot all about that question unless you'd said so.
Did he call you fat boy?
He didn't call me fat boy. It was just cheers and really enjoying the new podcast and then a big thumbs up. So it's good to know that we're doing something.
Thumbs up for you.
So thanks for that, Martin. If there's anyone else listening to the podcast, we're almost definitely going to set up a new channel for this podcast. I don't know where exactly we'll put it out. I'm thinking that we might...
Put
it out on a couple of key places. Now we'll probably put it out on Spotify, put it out on Apple Podcasts, put it out in Google Play. Not sure whether we'll put it out in SoundCloud again, because I know most people have got either Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or maybe TuneIn.
Actually,
we've
been listening to it on SoundCloud because you've sent me the link.
We always normally promote the SoundCloud links, but that's just an old thing that we've always done, to be honest with you.
So, do we do it as next week a Christmas special? Are we doing two? And then
surely we can get a guest on for the Christmas special.
Yes.
Do you think we could get a guest? Yeah. Do you think we could get a fourth person on for the Christmas special? Or do we need it?
Oh, Vinny doesn't want anyone. He's quite like...
I'm very territorial. No, if you
we'll have a think.
Well, we do need to have... We could have a couple because obviously we've got the week between Christmas and New Year. It'd be good to have one.
We'll work on something for a Christmas special. But to anyone that's been listening, thanks very much. If you want to ask questions, because that was quite a good one for Martin there, but if you want to ask questions, then feel free to send a message to me or Vinny on Twitter. I'm at Beano, Vinny's at Vincent Brownlow. Christy, you can get on Instagram at CHR... S.
No, CHRWHSN. My name without vowels.
Say that again then.
No, it's not actually because I missed
it. I know it. you don't even know that. Is it not?
Oh, forget it.
Is it not CHRSHWSN underscore?
No, it's CHRHWSN.
Right, I'm just going to confirm that now because I don't trust Christy enough.
CHRHWSN.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry, it's CHRWSN underscore.
Say sorry.
I'm sorry, Christy.
Imagine trying to type that in with your big goalie gloves on.
I admittedly copied my brother because I thought it was cool.
Well, so if you want to get in touch with Christy, then you can check out all the different stuff that she gets up to. Are you private, Christy, or can people just go in and look at you regardless, creep on you regardless?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, if you're not, then give Christy a follow. I'm sure she'll accept it. And you can ask her any would you rather questions that you want. Vinny's not on Instagram, so we can't give you his. Or obviously just keep sending it to Talking Boys. But yeah. If we create all these new channels, then we'll make sure that we promote them properly. And we're thinking we'll probably set up a Twitter account as well so that people can...
A Twitter account would be good with the questions.
I think Twitter would be good. Just
people can interact
place.
With us directly. And it'd be quite good to be able to ask different... I'm always thinking good would you rather questions that maybe aren't quite good enough for the podcast or we don't quite get to in the podcast, we can put them out there on Twitter and people can answer them for themselves, so we'll maybe try and look at
like
doing
that. The BBC question.
Well, that's true.
That's a shite one. That'd be led baloney star.
Look, absolutely nailed
it.
What is
question of the week? We said we were going to have a question of the week. What was the question of the week?
Oh yeah, we need to do one for everybody.
Well, I think listeners could let us know what the question of the week was, but for me, I thought
was our question? We finished with one, did we not? No, we didn't. We didn't do it last time.
No, we didn't. We didn't do it after the last one. We did it after the one before, which was the being burned to death or being frozen to death. We didn't actually finish with the last one. Well, we can put one out.
No, it was just been what was the best question.
That's what I was thinking. Because he's just thrown his
way off. What were you saying?
What was the best question?
I thought the best question of tonight was, what was your Christmas one?
Shared by Santa or Suckle.
That was quite a funny one.
That was quite good.
What were your two?
Pubes and nails. You keep going for the toenails. Get that toe. It's clearly...
So pubes or nails or whatever.
And then dick picker.
And then mine were.
Mine were the classy ones.
The shy politics one.
Work for the political team. Or would you love without tea or coffee? I thought the tea or coffee one was no bad. I'll say it probably your elf or Santa one.
I liked the elf
and
one.
The eyebrow one. I was on top form night.
I don't know if the eyebrow one, but I'd go.
You were on top form when we held you.
I provide the no- fuck off. I've got a short shoulder.
Short shoulder. Has been going on for far too long. That's all the ways that you can get in touch with us. We'll be back next week. We're not sure what time yet. Ideally it'll probably be next Monday that we'll be back, but if not then it'll maybe be later in the week. And until then, thanks very much Vinny for being on this week.
Thank you.
Cheers Christy for being on.
Thanks.
And we'll see you all next week.
Catch you on the flip side, motherfuckers. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.